knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
At our rendezvous, down in our rendezvous, three is company
two. Down at our rendezvous,
down in our rendezvous, three is company two.
See you later.
There you go.
Hey. You know, it's a real friendly place you got here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad we stopped in. You keep staring at her, and the next girl you're going to be looking at is a nurse. Sorry. It's okay. Oh, pal.
Yeah?
Do you happen to have any beer nuts?
Sorry I'm late, Jack. You check out the little number parked at the bar, the one with the body that won't quit?
Yeah, she's also got a mean-looking boyfriend with a temper that won't quit. You should have seen what he did to the bartender.
What?
Don't do that.
Do what?
Look at my girl.
No, but I...
You're doing it again.
What if he was? It's a free country.
Hey.
Please, Larry.
Sir, excuse me, but I don't have the slightest interest in your girlfriend.
Oh? Hi. What's the matter with her?
Nothing. From what I can remember, she's very lovely with her blonde hair flowing down her neck and her...
Peekaboo sweater.
Peekaboo sweater.
You know what? I'm getting a little tired of both of you.
We were just leaving.
That's good.
Bye.
Oh, by the way, do you happen to know where the little boy's room is?
The little boy's room?
Huh?
No, it's right over to the left, right there next to the little girl's room.
Hey, thanks.
No problem. By the way, you don't scare run. Come on, it's an act.
That type of guy is all talk.
Yeah, and with your help, I could be talked right into the hospital.
Excuse me. May I sit down?
Here? I'm sorry.
Oh, sure.
I've come over to apologize for Max's behavior. I'm April.
I'm Larry.
I'm leaving. Relax, Tony. April. Well, you're a lovely month.
Yeah, especially the way you overflow into May.
So why don't you give me your phone number? Perhaps we could get together.
You know, that Max. Sometimes he makes me so mad.
Don't have a phone? Okay, I'll give you my number instead.
You know, I wish Max were more like you. You're very understanding. I can tell by looking at your face.
No, I'm not. Look closer. It's hard. Very hard.
Yes. Someone makes a pass at him, and I'm supposed to ignore it. Someone just looks at me.
And Max puts them in the hospital?
See, you do understand.
I sure do. Would you excuse us? Come on, Larry. Listen, if I were you, I would talk to Max to tell him to try to control his temper. Come on, Larry, let's go.
Here you go, darling. Call collect.
Would you quit that? What if Max?
Hey, now, what is this?
I don't know. It's not mine.
It looks like a phone number to me.
Does? Well, yeah, it does, but it's not. It's a prescription.
A what?
Yes, I'm supposed to take one of these every 4 hours and go directly to bed. Come on, Larry, it's late.
You know, you're lucky, pal. My buddy let you off easy this time.
All right.
Cindy, you coming to bed?
Yeah, as soon as I finish balancing my checkbook.
Okay.
Janet, will you help me?
Oh, Cindy, you're asking the wrong person. My bank offered me a clock radio if I'd take my account somewhere else.
Hey, hi, Jack.
Hi.
Hi, Jack. You and Larry have fun at the Beagle?
Well, if you call being intimidated, threatened, and nearly beaten up fun, yeah.
Well, Jack, nobody ever said picking up girls was easy.
Hunter, Janet, would you quit kidding around? Some nut thought I was trying to steal his girlfriend.
Were you?
No. Of course, I wouldn't mind borrowing her for a couple of hours. No, this crazy guy, you know, started to get tough with me. I had to straighten him out.
So what'd you do?
I did what any guy would do. You know, I looked him right in the eyes and flexed my muscles, you know. April! What are you doing here?
Well, the bartender told me where you live.
Why, that's so thoughtful.
Jack, I told Max what you said about controlling his temper.
What did he say?
He hit the bartender.
He hit the bartender?
Gosh, Jack, looks like you're just going to have to flex those muscles again.
Yeah. April, these are my two roommates, Cindy and Janet.
Hi.
Well, where's Max now?
I don't know, but he plans on being at the Beagle every night until he catches you.
Well, that doesn't scare me one bit.
It doesn't?
No, I got enough beer in the fridge to last a month.
Open up in there!
It's Max. Quick, hide!
Hide!
Not you, Cindy! April!
Open up this door! You hear me?
Hello?
Hey, Max, what's going on? How you doing? What's happening?
All right. Now, where is she?
Who?
You know who. April.
Max, listen. With two beautiful girls like this that I'm living with, what would I want with a third?
Yeah, what would Jack want with another girl?
Yeah, since he can't get anywhere with either one of us.
All right, now what's in there?
In there? Oh, that's a kitchen, your basic kitchen. Stove, refrigerator, table, cups, saucers, you know.
Quick, I gotta get you out of here. Come on.
I'm not gonna let anybody in here. You should have listened to me, really. There wasn't
anybody in
here.
Just get out of the way.
Oh, sure.
Well, thanks for stopping by. Bye-bye.
No, I ain't done looking around yet, Jackie.
April! Well, I'm glad to see you finally came to your senses and dumped that ridiculous goon. Gee, I wish I could stay, but the monks like us back at the monastery by 8. In spiritus, exodus!
You know what? I just hope plastic surgery can restore you to your former self.
Don't you touch him!
I don't want your protection, Cindy. Thanks anyway.
Cindy,
all right,
over
you.
Here.
Wait, let me explain.
What? Explain what? How you lured my girlfriend back to your apartment to add to your collection of cupcakes?
Cupcakes?
I should warn you, I know karate. I'm not up to that yet.
Hang on a second, you big bully!
Matt, stop! He was only trying to help. Can't you see there's nothing going on between us? And even if there were, so what? You don't own me. If I want to be here with him, that's my business. If I want to put my arms around him, that's my business. And if I want to kiss him, it's my business, too.
I'm out of business, huh?
That's right.
Now I lay me down
Max,
to sleep.
I'm telling you.
April, please.
Your jealousy's driving me crazy.
April, please. I can only handle one fight at a time. All right, you.
I...
Where'd he go?
Who?
You know who.
Oh, him who?
Yeah, the who that I'm gonna turn into a what.
Yeah, him. Hey, listen. If you lay one finger on him, I will personally tear you apart.
You trying to turn me on?
Get the phone, Cindy. Get the phone.
Hello? Jack? Where are you? Upstairs at Larry's. He's gone.
Cindy!
He's back. Wrong number.
Larry, this guy is a psycho. Don't tell him what he's going to do next.
Come on, Jack. He's never going to find you up here, so stop worrying.
Open up!
Start worrying.
Get rid of him, Mikey.
Okay,
All right, calm down.
Open up or I'm going to break down this door.
I'd like to see you try.
You satisfied?
Oh, yes. That was very well done.
I guess I was wrong. He ain't here. Sorry about the door.
Anytime.
Oh, by the way, could you do me a favor?
Just name it.
Tell your friend I'm going to find him, and then I'm going to kill him.
Jack, he left a message.
I heard, find him and kill him.
Cindy, don't ever do that again.
Boy, are you jittery.
Well, I can't help it, Cindy. I'm scared to death for Jack. Can you just imagine how he must feel?
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious...
What are you girls doing up so early?
Jack, shouldn't you be singing Nearer My God to Thee?
What do you mean, because of Max?
No, because of the tooth fairy. Of course, because of Max.
Janet, all he wanted to do was put a scare into me, all right? It worked, but it's over, so you... Relax, Janet. Look at how tense you are. Sit. Jimmy, take a couple of deep breaths. Come on, inhale. Both of you. Come on, let's try it. Inhale. Exhale. That's it. Inhale. Exhale.
It's not helping, Jack.
It's helping me a lot. Inhale. Okay. Listen, I gotta get to work.
Jack, take good care of yourself today, okay, Jack?
Janet, believe me, we've seen the last of that guy. Would you stop treating me like a little boy? Mommy! It's him, Max. He's waiting for me across the street. What am I going to do?
Calm down. Pull yourself together, Jack. Now, look. You have nothing to worry about.
I don't?
He's out there, but you're safe in here.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Right. And the only thing I can't do is go to work. Go to the beach. Go on dates. Lead a normal life. Oh, my God, I'm trapped. Yeah, I'm afraid I can't come into work again today. Yes, sir, it's that 24-hour flu. I know it's been 3 days, but, you know, some germs just can't tell time. Who's there? Who's there?
Larry.
How do I know it's Larry?
Come on, I need $10.
It's Larry. Come on. Chad, you look terrible. Well, wouldn't you? I haven't been able to eat. I haven't been able to sleep. That guy just will not go away.
You know, if I were you, I'd lay low for a while.
Get out of town. Larry, I can't go on running forever. I'd be better off dead.
Now, don't say that. Hey, maybe that's not such a bad idea.
What?
Now, wait a second. I know this sounds crazy, but it just might work.
Anything. I'll do anything, Larry.
Good. I think I know where we're going to hold your funeral.
My what?
Hey, I got this friend who owes me a favor. Listen to this.
What are you talking?
We get Janet and Cindy.
Yeah.
Hey, how long do you think Loverboy is going to be able to hide from me?
He's not hiding from anybody anymore, thanks to you.
I hope you're happy.
Happy?
You killed him.
Murderer.
Hey, ho.
Jack just couldn't take it anymore. His heart stopped in the middle of the night.
God forgot to wind it.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that Jack is dead?
That's right.
Oh,
I don't believe it.
We don't care what you believe. We're on our way to the memorial service right now.
At the Shady Hills Funeral Home.
On Washington Boulevard.
At 2:30 sharp.
Free parking in the back.
Did they say the Jack is dead?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Me too. I wanted to kill him myself.
Help it. These places give me the creeps. What's that?
That's yours.
I don't want it.
No sign of Max yet.
Oh, Larry, what if this funeral idea doesn't work?
That's the beauty of it. You're covered either way.
Larry, I can't.
Why not?
I'm not ready yet.
Oh, come on, Jack. Come on, I'll show you there's nothing to it.
Huh?
Here you go.
Oh, Larry, come on. Ah.
I'll tell you, this little baby is the answer to all your problems. Huh? You got your plush satin interior? Talk about your reclining seats.
Huh? Larry! And plenty of leg room, not like those Japanese imports. Larry, will you get out of there?
It's even got a sunroof.
Larry, you know, you're not selling me a used car.
Be honest, Jack. I am not trying to sell you anything, but if you just give this little baby a test drive.
Larry, listen.
Guys, there's somebody coming.
Wow, somebody coming.
Larry. Hurry. Shh. What am I, Jack in the Box? Now, don't move.
Mr. Hurley!
Oh, my God, it's true. Jack, why you?
Mr. Hurley!
Jenna, please, not now. Oh, he was so young. So alive. Couldn't you give him any more time?
Miracle!
No, it isn't, Mr. Furley.
Well, it is a damn good trick!
Mr. Furley, hey, look, I'm not dead, but some guy's trying to kill me.
Someone's coming. Oh. Oh, look, Mr. Furley, we'll explain the whole thing to you later, but for now, please, just don't give Jack away.
Right, you don't have to worry about me.
Get rid of these flowers, I'm allergic to... Okay, now just remember, Jack, lie perfectly still and don't breathe.
Is that him?
Was.
Yeah, he's deader than a doornail, all right.
Yeah. Well, Max, thank you for coming.
Oh, yes, he's dead, all right. Dead and gone. Oh, Jack. He was such a wonderful person. So sensitive, so thoughtful, so kind.
Amen.
There'll never be anyone else like him. Never.
Amen.
He was like the son I never had. The brother I always wanted. The friend
Mr.
I wanted.
Don't you think it's time to,
Time to lower our heads in a moment of silence. Lower.
Yeah, now, for a moment of silence for breath. Jack.
Mr.
kind of cute under this light. Would you like to go dancing after the funeral?
April!
April!
April, what are you doing here?
I followed you. Oh, Max! I was afraid you were going to do this.
Now, April, I didn't lay a hand on him.
No, he's telling the truth, April. Mother Nature beat him to it.
It was his heart.
God forgot to wind it.
Poor Jack. Oh, I feel so guilty.
Yes, well, we all have to go sometime, and we don't want to keep you.
What was that?
What was what?
That sneeze.
It was him.
You know, there's something wrong here, and I ain't going nowhere until I make sure that he's really dead.
What are you going to do?
Has anybody got a hat pin?
Max, isn't it bad enough that you hounded him to his grave? Do you have to make a mockery of his memory, too?
Yeah, when you put it that way, it makes me sound like a real heel.
Yeah, well, forget about it. Let's just go.
No, when you're right, you're right, and you're right. I mean, at least I owe the guy an apology. Jack, wherever you are, I just want to say that, maybe I went a little too far. And I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're so crazy about April, then how come you tried to make a date with me?
What?
I heard him.
I heard him.
I heard him, too.
Too tiny.
No, wait a minute, April. I was just trying to make conversation. I mean, you know how bad I am at small talk.
Well, you can do whatever you want now, Max. We're through.
April, wait a minute. I mean, you know you're the only one that I've ever cared for. Jack, come on, talk to her. She'll listen to you.
Nobody's home.
You know, this has been a big mistake.
You're a mistake.
April, please. You know what? I love you. Now, did you ever hear me say that?
I don't think we're going to see any more of him.
Boy, am I glad that's over.
Listen, let's all go to the Regal Beagle, huh?
Yeah, I can use a cold drink.
Oh, me too. Come on.
Hey, guys. I'm stuck here. Oh, I get the... Hey.
I'm telling you, I will never get into another coffin for as long as I live. I'd rather die first.
That's one way.
Listen, I'm headed for bed.
Me too.
Well, I'm not. Girls, listen. You expect me to sleep in my room alone after what I've gone through?
Jack, you can't just sit up all night.
But Janet, the nightmares. Cindy, Janet, couldn't I please stay in your room just this once?
What?
Are you kidding?
Please!
Well, just this once. Okay.
Well.
Bless you.
Okay.
Hurt me.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.